Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. If you're watching this on television, this isn't the voting day of the midterms, but if you're listening to us on radio, it is midterm election day. Hope you will get out there and vote. I did vote, and I voted three times just to show my... vote once and just be sure you vote like me. All right, now... We've got a couple of great guests today, and I hope and pray that you'll hang in here with us and call us at 1-800-229-3000. Dr. John Townsend is here, and Dr. Tom Okamoto. Now, he is a psychiatrist, and I'm telling you, he's one of the normal ones. And so you're going to love this. If you weren't on with us last time when he was in, you're going to love his wisdom. But we're going to start the program today talking with Larry Sonnenberg, because he and I spent some days just simply asking people to support this ministry. And Larry, one of the effects of that at the end of October is that we did have a lot of people sign up for Club New Life. So that's a good thing.
That was a good thing. You're right.
And we also need some people to come along and help us. What we're talking about are covering the cost of our media expenses so that we can broadcast in all the places where we are right now. And we need some folks to come along. And if you can, support us at Club New Life. But if you can't, maybe a one-time gift would be a great thing.
Perfect. And we need a stellar year end. Year end is the time that people kind of come out of the woodwork that don't give all year. Then they'll make a gift. Mm-hmm. And this year end, we need it to be better than normal. We have catching up to do. We're very transparent about things, and we are behind in our payments to the station with their knowledge and with their support that they can help us get caught up. So, and I want to read a note. We got a note from a couple and it says, "Here you go, Steve." And they list how much they gave. They gave a nice check. "Now, quit your whining. Ha ha." "No,
I like them."
"No, don't quit letting people know what your ministry needs. Never risk going off the air or any other part of your ministry. Your ministry is honest. You're so transparent, and people respect that and relate to it. It is quality, and it is biblically based and sound. Love being able to help you help others. I always learn something." So... folks, we need gifts. We need gifts of all sizes. If you can give $10, $100, $50, $500, $1,000, $10,000, whatever you can give. We could use gifts of stock. We had two gifts of stock this morning. When you have appreciated stock and you've held it for over a year, when you give that stock, it's a benefit because you don't pay capital gains, yet you get a write-off for the value of the stock at the time that you gave it.
So, a lot of people are in a better position stock market-wise, and if that is you, boy, that would be fantastic. But please help us. We do need your support here for year-end. You could do it right now by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE, whether it's signing up for Club New Life or that one-time year-end gift. Would you call us right now? Larry's going to come back at the end of the program. We'll talk about maybe a call, read a note, if you've got a comment. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
One other thought. Somebody asked me, why do you continue doing this so often, all the time? You're on the air asking for money. And the word perseverance came to mind. I learned in a study just this morning that perseverance has its root back in the Roman and Greek days, where one soldier would tie his leg to the other so that one would not get fearful and run away in the battle.
Mm.
And this is what we're asking you to help us persevere. Tie your leg to ours and help us get through this.
All right. We want to get a leg up on this. Tie your leg to ours. Let's do it. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and joining me, Dr. Tom Okamoto. Hey, Dr. Okamoto, how are you doing? Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for asking me again. I'm pleased.
And if you don't know, he is Assistant Clinical Professor of Psychiatry, UCLA School of Medicine. He was Medical Director for Menrith Meyer Clinic West Adult and Adolescent Unit when John, Henry, and Dave ran that. And then we got good friend, colleague, Dr. John Townsend. Hey, John, how are you?
Glad to be here, guys. Can I say one word about Tom?
Just yes.
We go back so far.
Yeah, really, just one. What's the one word that you would say? About what is that one word? Genius? Compassion?
Integrated.
All right. Nice. That's a great word.
I can't explain that at all. I can just say the word and drop it like
yep.
A
that's
hand
all
grenade.
You need
there.
One word?
Can I say one?
No, say a few
little
words.
Sentence. is that when you look in the world of psychiatry, a lot of times what you find are people who are really good with the psychopharmacological management, you know, managing and titrating and kind of changing what medicines happen to what things in the head. And Tom's like the best of that, but that's not what makes Tom. He's kind of like our go-to guy forever, is because he understands the character pieces, the underlying issues of what drives feelings. It's not just the medical part. But Tom understands attachment issues, understands problems and boundaries and differentiation and why people judge themselves and all the sort of thing. So you kind of get – that's why I say integration, because I have so appreciated, Tom, your ministry over the years and what you do with people.
Thanks,
people.
John.
We've
appreciate
sent
that.
You and everything.
I was attracted to this whole field through all the Christian psychoanalysts who started a lot of this. So
yeah, back in the day.
It's very consistent.
Yep, know. It is. It makes sense.
Well, I wanted to just start by asking a quick question, and then we'll go to the phones. That number today, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be here 3 hours, so you've got an opportunity here to have whatever question you want answered. But a lot of people say, we hear, I mean, it's just kind of a basic thing of uninformed people. Can psychiatry and Christianity or biblical truth, can they coincide? What do you say to that or that criticism of, well, you know, we need to trust Christ, not psychiatry or whatever? How do you answer that?
Well, I think there's all kinds of answers that are consistent with Scripture from psychiatry. And just the more scientific look in neurology and psychiatry these days, very connecting with Scripture, things of positive thoughts, things of relationships and attachment. All of these things are very scientific now, and American Psychiatric Association is very much encouraging connections with churches and the religious communities. And when you look at theology, it's really consistent with with mental health principles and what's healthy. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I mean, just the scripture that tells us, you know, whatever is good and,
yeah.
and whatever is pure, you know, think on these things mm-hmm. versus shame and all the other stuff that we could obsess over. Well, thanks for being here with us again.
It's my
really
pleasure.
Appreciate yeah. you being here. As I said, the phone number 1-800-229-3000. And let's go to Peter. Peter is calling us all the way from Austin, Texas. Glad that he is. Hi, Peter. Welcome to New Life. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, great. What's going on? What causes you to call us on voting day here, midterm election day?
My wife and I are trying to move on from some issues. I found that my wife was emailing a coworker of mine. And in the emails, it was kind of like romantic to where, you know, she was saying that she wishes that she could be receptive to his feelings, but she couldn't because, you know, she was married to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that she wished she had the courage to tell him that she loved him, et cetera. And it had been an ongoing thing. I had caught her about three times in the past with the same individual, and you know, I always, you know, tried, you know, moving on with her.
What and, what's the relationship between you and him at work there? Your coworker.
He's no longer working here. We're no longer coworkers, but at the time he's. I thought he was a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So the question.
All right. So
what's the question for us? And very sad, very tragic situation for you. Sorry.
I don't know how to move on with these trust issues. You know, I love my wife dearly. You know, we have two children, and she told me that every time she was emailing him, she thought of me, and you know she felt remorseful for doing it, and you know that she didn't go the right way of you know finding her feelings. You know,
well, when was the last time this happened? When was the last time it happened?
Well, I found the email on this past Monday, and the last time they had emailed each other was October 22nd, and I found out that they met up with each other on a Saturday, you know, that they went to the mall together and, you know, they talked about themselves.
Well, hold on a second. Well, why would you trust her at all? Is she saying you should trust her? You should have trust issues. John, what do you think here? Dr. Okamoto, what are you guys thinking?
Yeah, I mean, unless she's really repentant and she's acknowledging her responsibility, it's like, well, then the relationship is totally different.
Right, right. You know, Peter, our hearts all go out to you. And there's a mantra that I use a lot that helps the people I work with. And that is that love is free and trust is earned. Certainly, you're supposed to love her. And you sound like a really patient, caring guy. But trust is a behavior that has to be earned by actions. My concern is that she doesn't sound like she's doing anything to figure out what's going on or stopping the behavior. It's sort of like saying, well, I have remorse. It's like saying, well, I've got a fever of 102. I don't like my fever of 102, and I just wish I didn't have it. Instead of, why do I have it? Do I have an infection? Do I have a hormonal problem? Do I have an inflammation? And she's got to say that she'll stop and then go get help as to what's compulsorily driving her to this man. And that's when you should trust her. Peter, does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Here's the kind of issue I think you ought to have. It's not whether or not you trust her. I don't think you should trust her. It's, where is she? with her feelings? Does she feel shame because she did something bad, but she wishes she could still do it? Does she feel shame because she got caught? If she if the relationship is worth going forward, her feelings lead to her changing behavior, getting help, repairing the character issue that causes her to love you while she goes and meets with another man or feeling like she loves you. So the question for her is, what are you going to do to protect our relationship? Are you going to start going to love, sex, and romance addicts meetings? Are you going to go to sex addicts meetings? Are you going to get into a codependency group, a recovery group? Are you going to go see a psychiatrist? Are you going to see a psychologist? What are you going to do? Are you going to start going to a women's Bible study, a women's support group? What are you going to do? Has she said she'd do anything?
Well, I mean, as far as I know right now, you know, she hadn't talked to the dude, to the gentleman, from October 22nd, but it just hurts knowing that, you know, she was emailing him. Well,
she has a fever. She's sorry that she has a fever, but she's not doing anything to fix it. Here's what, let me give you the bottom line, Peter, is go to her. I'll just be very specific because we can keep this kind of simple. And say, if you want to keep living with me, we need to see a marital counselor this week. And New Life will find somebody. The marital counselor will say something like, I need to understand, Cindy, what's going on, and this sounds tough, and you know, and all this. But people don't get well in marital counseling if they keep acting out. They have to say, well, for this period of time working on my marriage, I'll stop seeing the dude. And if she says no, or if you find out later that she is in marital counseling with you and she's still seeing him, most of the time people say it's time to separate until she can realize this is a serious breach. That's how the protocol goes. Does that make any sense, Peter?
Yes, it does. And I mean, we did begin to see a marital counselor last month because, you know, we got to a point where in our marriage where I needed to see a marital counselor and a Christian marital counselor, and he suggested that I started Paxil 20 milligrams. It's an antidepressant, since I have some general anxiety disorders, which, you know, a lot of the times I don't know if, you know.
Did they address her emotional infidelity, Peter?
Well, this was before her emotional infidelity. I did bring it up to the counselor because I always suspected that, you know, she was never being honest to herself, and, you know.
Okay.
And
then if you like the person, then go back to him and say, I have a new revelation. It's a fact, and I'm bringing her with, and we need to deal with it. And a good counselor will say, you know, I understand you're in pain, but we can't have you acting out on your marriage. So would you agree? And if she said she agrees, great, we keep the sessions. And if she agrees and she continues to act out, then there's probably need to be a separation until she understands the severity of things and starts to miss the attachment.
Okay.
Okay?
Now, I want to suggest one more thing to you. I want to suggest that you go down to wherever you go and you buy her a new telephone with a different provider. In other words, if you're with AT&T, you go with Horizon or something like that. Verizon.
Yeah, well,
whatever.
Well,
but you change and you change her phone number and you change internet provider and she gets a new internet address and you say to her, I expect that you will never, ever have contact with him again. If you do...
We did this in the past.
Uh-huh. And then she contacted him again.
I got her a new phone.
Okay. So
I got her a new phone.
All right. I would do it again, and I would say to her this time, if you contact him, we are finished. It's over.
Yeah, because this time it was directly through emails, and... she just managed to leave her email signed in, and
I'm going to tell you, She has to commit to never see this guy or talk to him or connect with him again. She needs to commit to go to marriage counseling with you, and she needs to commit that she's going to get into some kind of recovery program and her own counseling. Okay?
Peter, I want to add as well, I'm glad that you're taking care of the chemistry of this, because if you're anxious or you have a depressive disorder, it's really hard to set boundaries. It's really hard to set limits and to kind of do the boundaries, because it's very painful and the depression kind of pulls you under. So as much support and treatment for that as you can, that will help a lot too.
And we pray for you, Peter.
Yeah, buddy. And look, we say this all the time. Somebody that has been unfaithful, what they say, they think it really means something. It means nothing. What they do is what means something. She can be concerned about how you feel, but she doesn't do anything. That's not worth anything. Tell her you don't need concern. You don't need compassion, empathy. You need action.
You need faithfulness.
Exactly. All right, we're pulling for you, buddy. Now, I'm going to send you two things. I'm going to send you boundaries in marriage and take your life back. This take your life back. You become the decider. You have the worth that's worth defending. And you become the director, not her. Hi, Steve Arterburn here. We've got a brand new workshop coming up. It's January the 25th. And we're going to do it in Washington, D.C. It's a New Life Weekend. We're calling it Finding Freedom. And I don't know where you're stuck, but you can be free. We're going to talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. And it'll include the things that help you find that path to getting your life on track and staying on track. There'll be 8 teaching sessions, 6 small group sessions, and you can find out about it and sign up for it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Call us, talk to us if you want to be free. Finding Freedom, January the 25th, great way to start the year. You call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEWLIFE. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be his.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Yeah, we're back. Steve Arterburn here. We've got a psychiatrist in the house, Dr. Thomas Okamoto and Dr. John Townsend. And John, let's mention your new survey or
assessment tool.
Assessment tool. People can tell them where to go to find it real quick.
Yeah, it's called the TPRAT, Townsend Personal Relational Assessment Tool. If you like Myers-Briggs, if you like Enneagram and Strength Finders, it's our version of it where you can find out how bonded you are and how good your boundaries are and can you handle losses and failure and do you know where you're going in life. And we featured it here on New Life and got a tremendous, tremendous response. People seem to enjoy it. So you can go to drtownsend.com and go to my website and you can get on.
I took it. It's a good one. I think you'll benefit from it.
Steve
everybody.
Scored the top of it, though. We lost our – you know, it's sort of like when the tea kettle blows. His scores were so high in how healthy he is, we had to redo it all.
Well, I think it was – what I scored high on was what is your assessment of yourself? And I went off the charts on that. So, all right, here we go. Let's talk with Roberta calling from Boston, Massachusetts. Hello, Roberta. How you doing?
Good, good.
What's your question for us today? How can we help?
Yeah, I was just wondering if England no longer prescribes antipsychotic medicine, not even to the criminally insane because of the horrid side effects. I'm just wondering, as psychiatrists, I mean, I am a new believer in Christ, but I do have a very painful, harsh criticism of the new high priest, the psychiatrist. And just even listening to the last caller, like, you did say, did your counselor even ask you about the infidelity issues? Just put them on Paxil or whatever they put them on. I mean, do you have any feelings about people being drugged because their wife is having emotional affairs, probably because she's no longer attracted to him? I mean, I don't know.
Roberta, you have asked the right question to the right person, and Tom has thought thoughtfully and biblically and scripturally through this question for 30 years, and so welcome to the show. I'm so glad that you're here for that.
Roberta, I have a question. Where did you hear about England outlawing antipsychotic medicines?
Probably on the internet. I'm constantly, like, searching out.
Okay. Yeah, that's a major group of very helpful medicines for very distressing diseases. We know a lot of people across the pond, and their psychiatrists, their science is very strong. There are a lot of different ways that we differ, and sometimes it's in terms of payments, in terms of justifications, clinical reasons. There are different reasons why we'll prescribe different ways, but that whole group of medicines actually is really helpful, and I've not heard that they are close to outlawing.
Would you prescribe it to a 95-year-old man who had pain in his heel because he had a cast on it and he had a bed sore?
Oh, that's
three different antipsychotic medicines.
Well, hold on a second.
I mean, I just find it odd that.
Well, wait a second, Roberta.
You don't defend the masses of Americans that are loaded up with these meds,
Roberta, there may be instances where somebody has been prescribed something inappropriately, just as in normal medicine. But that doesn't mean all of medicine is bad. I'll give you another example. Sometimes you'll hear a lawyer have a psychologist use some psychological excuse to get off a person who's absolutely guilty of a crime. We wouldn't use some strange or inappropriate tactic to get somebody off of a charge of murder, for instance. We wouldn't use that to condemn the entire field. So we got to get our facts straight. That there certainly is misuse, but when you use the word drugging somebody, it says to me that you're not really understanding the type of medication that's prescribed. Somebody that is properly prescribed certain medications, you're not walking around in a drug-induced fog or drunkenness or something like that. This is a different type of medication. Otherwise, none of us would think that that was a good idea. John, anything you want to add?
Couldn't we read the word instead of possess anxiety? And
we should do
kill our anxiety.
You know what?
I mean, if
here's
you
the problem.
The
here's
pray,
the problem.
Like, doesn't that sort of help
the
you?
Problem is, the problem is, the brain is an organ, and that organ sometimes malfunctions or is miswired or chemically imbalanced, just like other organs can malfunction. And some people can't read the word unless they're on some kind of medication. And if we condemn all people of faith who have gone into a profession to help people with counseling or psychology or psychiatry, we're really putting ourselves way, way up there on a pedestal to judge millions of people who love the Lord, who have given their life over to serving the Lord, and believe that this is the way they want to serve it. Jeremiah 6:14, one of my favorite verses, Jeremiah says, "They treat the mortal wounds of my people with superficial treatments. And they don't even blush. They're not even ashamed." We don't ever want to be guilty of putting a Band-Aid on something that needs a tremendous amount of insight, knowledge, medical training. We don't want to be that superficial treater. It was happening thousands of years ago when Jeremiah was walking around. Still happens today. Reductionism. Just read a verse, you'll be okay. It's not that simple. It's not that easy. We'll take a break. We'll come back. 1-800-229-3000. That's our number right here.
My wife had found me out and came home one weekend. She had revealed my secret. The only reason I was sorry at that time is because I had been caught. I had had the Every Man's Battle book for years and pulled that book out that weekend and found the phone number on the back and called it. And then a week later, I was at Every Man's Battle. It really gave me the start I needed for my recovery. I never had had that opportunity to sit down with guys I didn't even know and totally open up. The good thing was I was opening up to guys I didn't even know. So why did I care? Just lay it all out on the table. I have nothing to lose. You need to check it out. At least go online, check out what it's about, and take the chance and go do it.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to go on struggling. But you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Yeah, we're back. Steve Arterburn here. And Dr. Okamoto and Dr. John Townsend are with us. So you want to make a comment about antipsychotic drugs,
Steve,
and the United Kingdom?
As far as we can see on the internet, and as far as I know,
on the government webpage of the internet in England. So
antipsychotics are still a major part of treatment for a number of different conditions, and the list that they're using to prescribe pretty similar to what we use here. So I'm not quite sure what the previous caller was seeing, but we regularly work with them and work with development and research, and I think our views are pretty much the same. They're very effective medicines in the right hands.
Right. Is there any study done why someone like me thinks that if you have a British accent, you're more intelligent? anything to that? Because I'm always intimidated by somebody who I'm from Texas, and we don't speak like that. So but I believe I may start doing that.
It's the formality. It puts us into a one-down position as the child against the formality of the parent.
Mm. For whom you speak, yes. Okay.
Smarter.
You do. All right. Mm-hmm. So let me mention something to you. We've got some great workshops coming up. Every Man's Battle is November the 30th in Denver. I believe snow will be there. If things don't work out at the workshop, you can go snow skiing. Restore, that's in Washington, D.C., and I hope that'll be on November the 9th. Boy, that's coming up right here. Go. If you have ever been involved with a man who has a sexual integrity problem, that's the place to be. It will help you deal with all sorts of anger, bitterness, resentment.
Hey, Steve, I just talked to Jeff, one of our associates here at New Life. And I just came in to say hi before the studio. And I had funded somebody a few weeks ago because they were in the they wanted to go and they couldn't get there. And I just got the report back that the guy had breakthroughs, transformations. He and his wife are in a lot better place. This works. This thing works.
It really does. It does. And we're doing that on February 15th in Orange County. That's the Intimacy and Marriage. And then our new weekend, Finding Freedom, January 25th. Here's where you attend to the matters of the soul. Here's where you get out of the reactive life. Here's where you grieve the losses that need to be dealt with. And here's a really important thing we're going to do. Here's how you learn to live with your limitations versus feel guilty, sad, inferior. We learn to live with them and make the best of them. It's pretty exciting. So I hope that you'll call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE and let us tell you all about that. But you don't have to need a workshop to call us. Whatever you're dealing with, we want to help you from whatever you're struggling with. We've got something for you. It may not be a workshop. Could be just a counselor. Hey, let's go to April, Knoxville, Tennessee. She listens on the Internet. Glad that she does. Hi, April. Welcome to New Life.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to know what can be done to help my brother. He's an adult in his 50s now, but when we were children, our biological father repeatedly sodomized him when he was high on drugs.
Oh, my God.
And that was the only relationship he had. He was able to marry and have children, and everything seemed to be normal until his wife became bipolar and started sleeping with other men and doing drugs and brought my brother into that again. And after they separated, he went into therapy and got on some good antipsychotic medication, and he seemed to be doing well. But because he was mostly nonverbal, his therapist would all give up on him, and he can't really read because he's dyslexic. Now he is doing drugs, crystal meth, heroin, sleeping with men in their 20s. It seems like he's reenacting what happened to him as a boy, and I want to help him see that this is not normal and there is a better way. What can be done?
Okay. All right. Well, John, let's start with you.
April, really sorry to hear this, and I applaud how concerned you are with your brother. Whenever the Bible talks about how we're supposed to approach one another, it says we're supposed to give each other grace and truth in Ephesians. And the number one thing you do with someone who's had your brother's condition is come in and tell them you're concerned about how life is. There's some experienced pain he's feeling for his acting out. I mean, it makes sense to me that he'd be reenacting some of the nightmarish stuff he went through. Mm-hmm. But to go to him and say, it seems to me that with your behavior and what you're doing that you can't be happy, and I want to tell you I'm concerned, I care about you, and see what he does with that.
So it seems to me you can't be happy.
I love you. I really care about you.
I love you, and I care.
And I want to help you, and it doesn't seem like you could be experiencing much happiness right now. And if you want me to help, I'd love to.
It can be as simple as that, April.
Good, because I have confronted him about his drug use, and he became all of a sudden just talking to Martians, going off in some delusional state.
Then he's sicker than we thought.
And when you're on crystal too, I mean, you can go a lot of different ways with different thoughts. When I was working a rehab dual diagnosis unit, it was really common for people to be covering over their pain with a lot of drugs, and the drugs just take you to different places. It can make you psychotic. It can make you delusional, but it's all in the service of not feeling pain. So if that drug addiction kind of problem is addressed, maybe he can start working on the pain, but he sounds like there's a lot of treatment to get.
There's a lot. April, one thing a lot of people do in this situation is they have a loved one who's that broken is say, I'll be glad to go with you to the first session because I want to be your friend. I want to help. And at least they don't feel so, because a lot of time it's the fear, like Tom said, it's the fear of the pain that makes them, that puts them into a temporary psychotic state. But if you say, look, I'm your sister and I'll go with you and maybe it'll just help something. I just want to hear some things that would help us. There's an us there. There's a we there that could make him more open to getting help. That's what good relatives do.
Yeah. And more than the more than a confrontation with someone struggling like this, it's a conversation, it's support, it's love. These are the kind of things at this stage that you'd really want to
Take the word confrontation out of it. Steve's right, April. He's way too fragile.
Yeah, and so, I'm really I'm struggling with how to help him and you. What do you think? What would be a great book for her, John, that might be a good resource? What are you thinking?
First one that comes to mind, April, is Beyond Boundaries, because it talks about when people don't trust because they get afraid of how they can begin to trust again.
Yeah. And, you know, someone that's in that situation, we'll get that to you. I think to say to them, you know, it kind of makes sense what you're doing. That, you know, you're trying to survive. And the struggle is so great. No wonder. You know, that's a different approach. No wonder this is what you've chosen, but maybe there's a better way, because there is. And I know there's a better way, and I want to help you find that better way, that other path. That can maybe open them up to you. In a way that they aren't right now. Well, 1-800-229-3000, that's the number to call if you want to join us here. And how about let's go to Lisa, Manassas, Virginia, WAVA is the station. Hi.
Hi. I'm calling with a question. I want to know if I'm validating the wrong thing for me to go and support my son. He plays in a band. He's left his job as a teacher, and he is extremely musically talented. He's very gifted. He writes. The music he writes is not negative in any way. However, the last couple of times, some of the songs were negative and were about marijuana, which concerned me. Those are songs by other bands. He chose to play one. The music, you know, he plays in bars and grills and places like that, like most musicians do when they're starting out. That attracts certain crowds. The music is reggae, so many times it's marijuana and, of course, alcohol, because that's what's served in bars. I do not drink, nor do I do drugs, and he knows that, nor have I ever, so he knows, but I go and I listen to him because he is talented and he is gifted. And I love that his music, the positive music. So, am I doing the wrong thing by going?
Well, I am so glad you called us, because we're going to give you an answer right after this. I think you've called the right people. We know all the evils of overuse of alcohol, marijuana. We know the words of a lot of songs, and we're musicians.
And Steve sings in a band with me in bars.
I have before. But anyway, I think we can give you a good answer, because it's not a simple answer. So hold on, we'll do that. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back after this.
Said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. If you're on the line, hold on. If you want to join us, you can do another program after this, 1-800-229-3000. So we've got this phone call, and it's Lisa. Her adult son plays in a band in bars. He loves music. She loves him. She doesn't drink. Some of the words say marijuana is okay. So it's one of those tough issues where values are different. I think parents have to come to a place sometimes where they say, if I go, does my son think I believe in getting drunk all the time? Do I believe everybody ought to be smoking marijuana? And something tells me your son would never think that he knows you're supporting him. You want to be part of the use of his talent. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he knows that I'm not promoting or...
Yeah, you've had the conversation, so you've been clear about the values difference, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes, I think he may be smoking. I think, though, too, he was a teacher, and he's left, and he may have gotten into... I don't know if he's gotten into some kind of trouble or something, but he was honest with me, and I know that he does from time to time smoke marijuana, and so I'm devastated.
Yeah, Lisa, your call is so great because it's like you're trying to respond to that still small voice, and something is moving forward, and maybe you need to have that conversation with him. Like, is he using, or you're concerned?
Yeah.
We did have that conversation, and we have had that conversation. You mean that he might smoke marijuana from time? He does not drink. I'm quite certain, and he's pretty honest with me.
Mm-hmm.
So he came, in fact, and told me that from time to time he does, and that it's not as bad as drinking.
Then you sound like a great mom to us. Who tells the truth and lets her son know where her position is on things, and you don't, because God lets us choose things. Choose this day whom you will serve, it says in Joshua, and you let him make his choices. So in the terms of your original question then of, well, should I attend? Yeah, as long as he knows that when I attend, I'm not endorsing marijuana, I'm just attending because I love you, which sounds like the case, then I think we need to be out in the highways and the byways. I made a little joke about how I'm in a band here in Southern California, and we have different faith aspects in the band, and so we're around that. But I bring my Christian friends, and my Christian friends meet my friends who aren't maybe in the same faith, and that sort of thing. We have great conversations. So I kind of look at it as a way to get into the highways and byways and connect with people.
And I'm glad you called. It's a big, important issue. We don't endorse any of the stuff.
No, we don't.
We endorse connection between parents and kids in an imperfect world. And there are certain things, of course, that that a child would be doing, and you wouldn't show up. If your child was a stripper, you wouldn't show up out, in the audience. Now, you might show up backstage to say, honey, I'm here for you. In fact, you know, my wife and I are part of a ministry that's what the ministry does. It goes and ministers to them. So there are a lot of different variations on this. But what we're saying is that sometimes in an imperfect world, it's difficult for us to stay connected to the kids. We don't want to endorse some of the stuff that they're involved in. But when we stay connected, when they get in trouble, we're there. Rather than we never know what happens to them. Not an easy question to answer, not an easy relationship to maintain, but so many folks struggle with it. And you've got to have some good counsel on that, whether or not what he's doing or she's doing is over the line where you wouldn't want to be there and be in the audience to experience whatever they're doing. Well, if you want to join us on the next program, 1-800-229-3000. And if you need some help, we want you to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And I want to bring Larry Sonnenberg back in to talk about you helping us as we close out the program today.
Thank you, Steve. You know, this past weekend I was at Every Man's Battle Workshop. And someone asked me, said, how can you go on the radio every day and ask for support? Do you really like that? Is that easy to do? And I said, well, you know, I've never asked for money for me in my personal life from anybody before, but I'm willing to do this for New Life unapologetically, persistently, all the time, because we see the difference that financial support makes. The end result is people getting their lives changed. It might be in a workshop. It could be through this radio program. We hear testimonies from people, all aspects, going to see a counselor, reading books that our radio hosts have written and other books and CDs. So life change is what we're after. And I told the guys I would get on my knees and I would beg for people to continue to do, to continue to support this ministry, because Satan will work overtime to prevent it. And I know greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And I believe that God will sustain this. We've been here 30 years. He's not going to let it go. But we have to make the need known. We have to go to our family and just say, we need some help.
That's right.
And that's where we are now.
And, you know, over the years, I've gone from thinking, wow, we're asking people to sacrifice. We're asking people to, you know, do something maybe they don't want to do. But now, you know, this is a way for you to improve your life. If you've never given, then you don't know the impact that that has on your life. I tell people all the time, if you want to make your life better, get a cell phone. There aren't many pay phones out there, and it can really be convenient to have a cell phone if you can afford it. Do that. And then support a ministry. Give. There are two things that make your life better. You go from being this selfish, self-obsessed, all about me, how am I going to spend, to a person that says, I want to share what at whatever level I can. I'm a sharing, giving, generous person, and that is what the Lord loves. And you will love experiencing the benefits of generosity. And that's what we've come to see. The most helpful, happy, healthy people are generous people, not stingy people.
We're a little bit advantaged because we hear from people.
Yeah.
Like John today was able to talk to Jeff and understand and firsthand, hey, that gift to help that person go to that workshop made a difference. That person had a breakthrough. And if you ever feel like you need more information, whether it's a testimony or two, or what difference does your gift make, or how are you spending your money, or anything at all, we're an open book. We're not going to hide anything from you.
And also, it's a head and heart thing. You know,
amen.
I get really regulated here, and sometimes I'm moved because something happened that just grabs my heart. But sometimes I think, you know, Larry's right. It's stewardship. It's done well. So much of the money goes directly to the end user and that sort of thing. So put the head and the heart together, and that's what giving's about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you call us if you can help us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, N-E-W-L-I-F-E. You can go to newlife.com also. And it's the same number to find out about the workshops that we're doing. And the one that's coming up the soonest is the one that can help the most people, where you're really stuck in some area. You need a quick fix, an instant solution. Well, there aren't any of those. But within 48 hours, you can change the direct trajectory of your life. It's Finding Freedom. It's the New Life Weekend. It's January the 25th. And we'd love for you to come. And it's brand new. We've never done it before.
Steve, this weekend also is Restore coming up.
That's right.
For the women.
Yeah,
and
for the women, Restore.
And please don't forget to sign up for Club New Life. That will sustain us when we get taken care of getting caught up. We need regular monthly givers.
Yeah. So vote for the program to stay on the air and vote some polling place today. And that honors God in both ways. God bless you. Thank you, Dr. Okamoto. Thank you, Dr. John Townsend. Larry, thanks to all of you. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.